coach for Wakefield?
It has, yeah. Kind of started at 7:30 this morning and just literally walked in the front door now. So it's been a long but, I think, productive day.
So you're a step nearer to getting your man then?
Well, I've got some more interviews tomorrow, but certainly everybody I've seen today has come across very well, and it's going to be a very tough choice.
Have you got an embarrassment of riches to choose from?
Well, not wanting to embarrass anybody, really. I'm not going to mention any names, but, you know, I think everybody that I have seen today is certainly projecting themselves well and come across with, you know, some really good ideas of how they want to take Wakefield Trinity forward.
Have you got a feel of the type of coach that you want as well? Because you've had one of the most experienced and well-known names and arguably costly in the game up till now. Do you go in a different direction now?
I think what's important for me is that A, they kind of get where Wakefield Trinity are at this moment in time and where we're trying to get to. That's very important. I think alongside that, it's very important that I have, or myself and Chris have a very good working relationship with whoever gets the post. And I think everybody that we've talked to today has expressed that wish, you know, in reverse, that they want a very good relationship with the guys that are at the helm. So, you know, I think those two things are very important to us.
So, Michael, it's... And I say now, certainly from the players' point of view, you know, they've had James Webster and then obviously Brian Smith, and now they're going to get another coach, what, within less than 12 months. And we all talked about, you know, the philosophy of Brian Smith, and that's gone now. So it's pretty important, mate, that you get a new coach in as soon as possible to get into the new coach's philosophies.
Absolutely, Gary. I couldn't agree with you more. You know, everybody that I've talked to today, I've said to them that I'd like to try and get to a decision by tomorrow night, and if not Wednesday morning. Now, there obviously can be a few logistical problems with that. You know, there might be a little bit of negotiation around a salary or length of contract or something like that. But, you know, it's certainly my aim that hopefully by tomorrow night, or if not Wednesday morning, that we can announce a new coach.
Is there a possibility that as well they may have to sever their current arrangement with an existing club that obviously might add to the timescale?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there are a number of factors, in play with it. You know, some people I've spoken to today have got no ties, and so that could be obviously a lot easier. But some of them have got ties as well. So, you know, it's about picking the right person, and then, you know, can you get the right deal on the table? And if you can, then we can go ahead and announce it.
Have you considered a coaching team? Because obviously you'll be coming across people with different skills and different levels of experience. Have you perhaps seen maybe a couple of candidates that you could meld into the kind of regime that you would like to see?
Everybody that we've spoken to today, and as I said, you know, we've got some interviews tomorrow as well, has expressed a wish to be their own man. You know, the job, they want to do it by themselves, and that's the express sort of view that we've had today. Obviously we've got a support team in place already, and everybody's aware of the team we've got and are quite happy to work with that team to progress the club forward.
Is there a bigger issue coming up as well at the end of the week as regards the ground? Because again, the coach operates in a certain environment, but the club moves in a different space, and that to secure the future, and I know some of the things you've spoken about in the past that you want to do, and to make your investment obviously again more valuable both to the club and to yourself, do you have to get control of the ground in the very near future?
I personally don't need control of the ground. I think what we need is if we are going to stay at Bellevue, then the ownership of the ground has to be in friendly hands, and that is the Stadium Trust. That is what it was there for. You know, there are seven members of the Stadium Trust, and my fervent hope is that Bellevue ends up in the Stadium Trust hands and is there forever and a day for the sole purpose of Wakefield Trinity, you know, for the next 200 years, so that the catastrophes of the past in terms of ground ownership can never occur again. You know, we need to secure a base for Wakefield Trinity that is fit for purpose. So I certainly don't want to own Bellevue. That has never been my aim. I sit on the Stadium Trust. I am one of seven trustees. and we need to, if Bellevue is the route that we're going to go down, then we need to secure ownership so that it's controlled by the Stadium Trust and can be there forever and a day.
Tell you what, Michael, just the last one with the coach here. We also, the way Hull FC got absolutely battered last week at Widnes. Nice opening for the new coach, Hull FC away. Not the ideal fixture, mate, is it?
No, I mean, you know, I don't think there's an easy game anymore in the league, Gary. But, you know, when you're a Wakefield Trinity, every game has its challenges. Hull FC are coming back off a pretty good Widnes performance last week. You know, I thought Widnes were excellent. It's all well and good kind of saying, well, Hull FC didn't do this and they didn't do that. Widnes are playing very well at the minute and have turned over, you know, teams left, right and centre this year, including ourselves. You know, the first game of the season, we lost by 8 points to Widnes, and I thought we kind of gave them 12 points, although Widnes will probably dispute that. But Widnes are a very good side. So Hull FC will be looking to bounce back. Another difficult trip for us. You know, we've opened with only two home games out of seven, so it's been difficult for us in another aspect. But we've got to go there and just give it our best shot. You know, it's no good saying Hull FC are going to be missing this player or somebody else missing for us. We've just got to go there, be really, really competitive, get in the arm wrestle early, not give teams a massive lead on us, and compete to the best of our ability.
Well, listen, mate, whoever you appoint, I want to wish him all the very best, and I hope that the players themselves as well can put the smile back, not just on the supporters, Michael, but on your face as well, mate, OK?
The smile's still there for me, mate. The fight goes on, you know. It's for some of us, quitting is not an option. We carry the fight on. You know, we've got a big job to do this year, and we've got to do it to the best of our ability.
Yeah, it's a great attitude.
Can I... I've got to ask you, Michael, about the comments that are coming out on social media. What have you got to say? I thought you were very, very fair in what you said last Wednesday. If you'd have known what was going to come out since, would you maybe said things differently?
No, you know, I'm certainly trying to look forward now, Mark. You know, not look backwards. We've got a new coach coming in place in the next couple of days, hopefully. And for me, it's all about going forward. We've got a massive job to do this year. You know, those that are stuck with the club, and I include fans in that as well, you know, we've all got to give it our all and pull in the same direction. So what's been said on social media, you know, it's you know, he said what he said, and that's up to him. I've tried to put my point of view across. You know, I got asked the question last week, did I feel let down? And, you know, I said I don't. You know, I just want to move forwards, not backwards. I think one of the disappointing things for me in terms of the social media this week is certainly the vast majority of people have been very supportive of me, including other fans of other clubs and, you know, other chairmen and stuff like that. But I've read some, you know, quite frankly, scandalous comments written about me this week. You know, yesterday I read one calling me a crook, and I just think that's bang out of order. You know, I've nothing to hide in what I've done at Wakefield Trinity, and to see my kids come home and say, what's this comment about, you know, stuff like that, I think is, to be honest, I think is a disgrace.
It is, and this is why I don't like what has happened, Michael. If he had something to say, in my opinion, he should have come out and said it, and not just... It's almost casting... He's throwing stones at you without actually saying what the problem is. I mean, are you in a position to say what led to the breakdown of your relationship with Brian?
It all kicked off on Christmas Day, and as far as I was aware, you know, it's over an argument about how many subs we could use at Leeds on Boxing Day, and that's where it all kicked off from. But like I said, I want to move forward now. You know, we could sit in the social media and the press all week long, and it's just wasted energy. I need to focus on what's coming up for this club, how we can get things better at the club, how we can grow the gates, how we can get more wins. You know, it's all about going forward. And you know, there are a few things on the horizon that you know, provide us with some hope for me. You know, the ground issue is hopefully a big thing that we can get sorted in the not too distant future. You know, I think we've got a squad that's better than last year, albeit perhaps not showing it in the right way. But I think, you know, let's get the new coach in, let's look for the positives, and let's move forward, not backwards.
Yeah, what happened with it? Obviously, he's come out, it's emerged. He wanted to buy the club off you. Did that? Was that ever a serious offer? Because I wouldn't mind having a go at running your club if you pick up all the bills.
I tell you what, mate, I won't wish that on you. I won't wish that on my worst enemy. So don't.
What about Scully? What about Scully? Would you wish it on him?
Scully, no, I like Scully, you know I do.
Hey, Michael, you want to come on this show every Monday night with the abuse I get, mate, I'll tell you. And that's only from Mark Wilson and Phil Kaplan.
Yeah, listen, you know, Brian inquired to me about buying the club. I had a couple of issues that I wanted answering. One was, you know, put me a proper written proposal together of you know, your business offer to me, and that was never forthcoming. The other thing that we tried to get to the bottom of is that, you know, you've got two guys there, and me and Chris, that put 80-odd hours a week in for free and covering four roles: chairman, CEO, operations director, and financial controller. Now, with the best will in the world, I would suggest you've got to be looking at 150K salary between those four jobs, at least. You know, where's that money coming from? You know, these things were never answered for me. But like I say, for me, it's done and dusted now. Let's move forward, not backwards.
Yeah, OK. Good. So when are you hoping to make the announcement then? This is what Wakey fans will want to know. When are they going to know who their new coach is?
I'd love to be able to do it tomorrow night after we've finished the interview process. Like I said, you know, there might be timing problems, contractual problems, you know, whatever. But for me, Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, I'd love to get it out there. Then let's get to LFC on Friday. Give it a real good go.
What time Scully's interview tomorrow?
I don't know what time
you
turn up, Gary.
Oh, that'll set people talking, Michael, won't it? I won't be late, 8:30.
Well, I'll tell you what, Michael. I'll tell you what, if you've been getting some stick now, if you're appointing Michael, I'd give it up, mate.
Well, listen, the good thing about it, the interview's at 8:30. It'll be finished by 8:31.
Michael. Well,
yeah.
Oh, sorry, go on, Michael.
I'll set you off my shoulders if I do that, Gary, yeah?
Oh, yeah, listen, mate, I don't mind a bit of pressure. Don't worry about that, mate. If you ever need a hand down there, you know where I am. Don't worry about that, son. You know where I am.
Good.
All the best to you, and I say hopefully it's the right guy, and we can see the smiles back on everybody down at Wakefield, mate.
Yeah, I appreciate that, guys. Thanks a lot.
Cheers. We appreciate your time as well, Michael. It's been another busy day for you, you know.